President Trump has thrown a lifeline to coal-fired and nuclear power plants. But that doesn't mean power companies want to grab it. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 18th of June. Thanks for coming by. In other business news today, old, tired, and weary. Not me, but Sears and Kmart, and we'll share why. The markets had another tough day today. We'll check the numbers coming up shortly. An arrest in Germany reverberates to the United States. So why is Amazon Prime so prime with customers? We'll share. YouTube seems indestructible. Speaking of media, women media owners and managers, and Iowa. That story coming up. Ned Flynn joins us to talk about a way for small business to get a handle on insurance costs. And then back from her trip to Nigeria, Laura Kennard with business events in the Greater Des Moines Metro this week. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the Greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa. And let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday afternoon. Thanks so very much for clicking through. You can reach us on Twitter at @IOB_NewsHour. That's at @IOB_NewsHour. Let's get into it. President Donald Trump, as you know, has ordered a rescue of the nation's struggling coal and nuclear power industries. But that doesn't mean utilities are reconsidering the shutdown of unprofitable plants. Now, the key word here isn't coal, but profits. Many power generators contacted by Bloomberg News said that Trump's June 1st announcement hasn't altered their plans to retire old units, even as the administration dangles the prospect of using emergency powers to force grid operators to buy power from struggling plants. Ben Falk, he is with the XL Energy Group, said on June 6th to a utility trade group conference, quote, "I will tell you it's not a matter of if we are going to retire our coal fleet. It's just a matter of when," end quote. The company announced later that day it would retire two coal-fired units in Colorado and add thousands of megawatts of capacity from renewable power and natural gas. Utilities are reluctant to reverse course on plans put into motion years ago or to backtrack on pledges to embrace renewable energy. Plant closures that have been worked out under consent decrees to settle environmental lawsuits or in deals with state regulators also can't be easily reversed. And this has all been going on since 2010. Nearly 40% of the capacity of the nation's fleet of coal-fired power plants has been either shut down or designated for closure. Now you know. Something else we all know, we know that Sears and Kmart, the stores are struggling, and that the current CEO, Eddie Lambert, has extended billions of dollars in loans from his hedge fund company to keep the stores alive. But it's not working. And a recent study says that if Sears and Kmart go under, the Eddie Lambert hedge fund will be first in line to collect. So what's going on? What's different about all this than some other big box store retailers? In a USA Today review of public findings, the difference between what Sears has invested in stores and therefore what customers experience when they shop is stark compared with many of its peers. 5 years ago, Best Buy was given up for dead. Since then, CEO Hubert Jolly has plunged hundreds of millions of dollars into store upgrades and critical information technology systems. Today, the electronics retailer is back on its feet. Sears stores, on the other hand, have fallen into disrepair. Stained carpeting, broken fixtures, and dim lighting are commonplace. Analysts, industry watchers, and even shoppers predict the iconic retailer doesn't have much time left. A study recently said that Sears and Kmart spent about 91 cents in capital expenditures per square foot in the fiscal year that ended in February. In contrast, Best Buy invested $15.36 per square foot in its most recent fiscal year. So you got to wonder, Sears and Kmart, are they investing or just waiting for buzzards? It was another rough day on Wall Street as the Dow chalked up its fifth straight down session. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ was down fractionally, and the S&P 500 ended the day off by 0.2%. Shares of Boeing and Caterpillar fell. The two companies are seen as bellwethers for global trade. Clearly, say investors, the uncertainty of the trade war with China and other nations is having a negative impact on the markets. International markets also fell today, with Asia closing lower and Europe slumping. Treasury yields declined. The benchmark 10-year T-note slipped to 2.91%. Gold was up $2.40 to $1,277 an ounce. Oil was down 5 cents a barrel to $65.64. Corn, that was down to $3.56 a bushel, and soybeans ticked up 2 cents to end the day at $9.06 a bushel. Well, today we learned that Audi Chief Executive Rupert Stadler was arrested. He was arrested in connection with a 2015 Volkswagen Group diesel emissions cheating scandal. Munich prosecutors reportedly arrested Stadler due to a potential risk that he might seek to suppress or tamper with evidence related to the scandal. A spokesperson for Volkswagen confirmed the arrest to Reuters. You cheat in business in Germany and they arrest you. Here? It kind of depends, right? You know, Amazon disrupts everything. And studies show that people love the company. Why? Well, most say they think they're getting a deal when, in truth, they're really paying for the service. As of this weekend, Amazon Prime costs $119 a year for existing annual customers, or $156 in total for monthly subscribers. But many people forget the charge because of services such as delivery, music, and movies being included in that charge. According to Doreen Wang, she's a senior executive at a research consultancy, Kantar, Millward & Brown, research shows that Prime customers are the e-commerce giant's most loyal. In fact, Prime customers are 9 times more loyal to Amazon and spend about 50% of their personal care budgets on Amazon. And they tend to forget they've paid for Prime because of free delivery and returns are also free. In research, Kantar Millard Brown, the company, scored high when the survey looked at the companies and brands people rate as being disruptive or creative. In the research published today, technology and entertainment brands such as Disney and Amazon are seen by consumers as the company that are both creative and shaking things up. And consumers seem to like that. So how do you get there? How do you get to be seen by consumers as a company that shakes things up? Well, according to the research, while advertising helps to improve the brand's valuation, it's the experience people have of companies that also changes perception. We were talking about this just last week when we were doing episode 18 of Marketing for Business. You know, if you can share that experience with consumers and tell the story at the same time through all kinds of social media channels, you win. Take a listen to this litany of trouble. Advertiser boycotts over predatory kid videos, a star creator Logan Paul penalized after he filmed a suicide victim, sexual and violent videos masquerading as kids' cartoons, conspiracy theorists crowding its trending module. What's all that about? YouTube. And yet, YouTube had an amazing year and folks are trying to figure it out. Some are going after the video giant. Instagram, Snapchat, Twitch, and other video networks are gunning for its audience, and the creators disappointed by YouTube's recent changes in creating content and then getting it seen. On Thursday of this week, YouTube is meeting with creators to iron out some issues, but the day before, on Wednesday, Facebook-owned Instagram is staging a press event in New York and San Francisco, where it's expected to announce a major assault on YouTube by unveiling a platform for some creators to show videos longer than 60 seconds, plus get away to get compensated. After two initial applications for her first radio job wound up in the trash, Julie Hine came back a third time and landed the gig. When she had almost decided she was a bust at selling radio advertising 6 months into her new job, Hine refused to quit and stuck with the radio program. It's persistence that has paid off. This year, Hine was promoted to CEO of KZIA Incorporated of Cedar Rapids, where she began her career 22 years earlier. The promotion made her one of the very few women leaders of an Iowa-based radio broadcasting company, joining pioneers such as Mary Kwas of NRG Media in Cedar Rapids. KZIA is one of the dwindling number of independent local broadcasters still thriving in the state. It is majority owned, by the way, by women, including Sandra Keller of Iowa City and daughter Nicole Keller of Indianapolis. Well done. Today, the Pope County, Iowa supervisors hired Trilex Advertising and Public Relations to help explain to citizens the workings of the county and Prairie Meadows, and perhaps to tackle the story that the county backdoored $800,000 of public money into private religious schools, which is against the Iowa code. The first phase of the public relations effort will cost about $75,000 and will be paid by the county and Prairie Meadows. This could get interesting. Watch this space. When we come back, Ned Flynn joins us for a conversation about insurance and a possible way technology can help small businesses get a handle on insurance costs. We're talking telemedicine next on the Business News Hour.